Welcome to Hero of the Week on this Crawford station. I'm Matt Wyatt, inviting you along as I speak with Sergeant Philip Noble of the United States Marine Corps. He joins us now from Afghanistan. Sergeant Noble, welcome and thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Sergeant, you're currently the NCO, the non-commissioned officer, in charge of something called RSONI for all of Southwest Afghanistan. Please tell us what those letters represent and what you're responsible for in the country there.
Well, the letters represent the receiving, staging, onward movement, and integration of all the forces that come into Afghanistan here at Leatherneck. I just track the units coming in, and it's the initial training that everyone receives when they first get into country before they push out to whatever base you're going to go to.
Now, are we just talking about American military soldiers or all coalition forces?
It's all coalition forces. We have the Georgian Army that fall under me that I assist with their training, as well as some private security contractors.
So how many people are we talking about that you're responsible for, say, on a daily or a monthly basis? Are we talking hundreds or thousands?
It varies month to month. Just depends on the season and how many units are coming in. But like up to this point, I've trained probably in and around 5,200 people.
Wow, that's a lot of people to be responsible for. How did you come to this assignment?
My boss that I work for, Gunner Matthew Carpenter, we experienced a hardship when we came here on our last appointment in 2010. It just was not a very organized process, so it made it difficult for when we came through. And so when we came out this time, he wanted to put me in charge of it because I already had a good grasp on what needed to be done and how to make it just a more productive evolution to get people in and out quickly.
So we're talking about getting people into the country, getting them integrated into the culture that is there, not just the military side, because they're familiar with that, but the difference between where they've been and where they're coming into now?
Yes, sir. It is. They come in, they receive your initial briefs of the rules of engagement, laws of war, and everything that you have to have, as well as going out to the range and zeroing your rifle prior to leaving the wire and going out to your base that you're going to be stationed and do your turnover with whatever unit that is leaving. So I facilitate that process as quickly as possible so they can get in and out to their base. That way it doesn't slow down the process of turning over with the outgoing unit and they can get home on time.
I see. This is quite a responsibility. What's the most challenging part of your duties there that you would consider?
It's a lot of moving pieces different instructors and just the whole coordination portion takes up a lot of time and can sometimes get a little frustrating, but I enjoy going out and on the ranges, getting out of the office and behind the computer and getting out to the range and do a little shooting and assisting with something more infantry related, since that's my MOS. And so I enjoy that, but it can be tough at times, just the amount of people that are coming in. Like the past few months, it was a very heavy period.
And I was just about to ask you, what do you find the most rewarding? You talked about that. Is there anything else that you find very rewarding about this new assignment that you have?
Yes, just because of all the people that I've been able to train and been around, I've made a lot of acquaintances and influenced a lot, which they in turn influenced me, and that's a good networking ability. My name's my name's been known, come to be known here at the RCT as well as at the meth level. So it's humbling.
I understand you received a very special award and a coin. Tell us a little bit about that, Sergeant Noble.
The commanding general from IJC, it's the IJAF Joint Command, came down and recognized what I've been doing here, because when we first came into country, the facilities and personnel for running RSO and I was very poor. And so it was very hard and difficult to get what I needed to get done. I was undermanned. So I brought it to IJC's attention, at which they assisted me with a project to get new facilities built, get contractors down here to assist in teaching some of the classes and personnel to help assist with the ranges. So they recognized what I've been doing, and apparently they said it has been one of the better RSONI venues out of the other RCs. So they came down, they gave me a coin from General Terry, who's a 3-star Army general, and a certificate of appreciation for the job I've done.
That must have made you feel very good, huh, Sergeant Noble?
It did. I was very surprised. I've just been doing what I've been told to do, and basically I just shut up in color, and apparently it has worked.
Well, it sounds like it has. It sounds like it has. Why did you decide to join the Corps, Sergeant Noble?
Well, I took 2 years off after graduating high school, and I just didn't see my life going in the direction I wanted it to. So I wanted something different. I wanted a challenge. I wanted some structure, and you know, I've always wanted to see the world as well. So I decided to join the Marine Corps. My stepdad is a Vietnam vet, infantry Marine. So I kind of followed in his footsteps and decided to join the Marines back in February 2001.
And as we close our time together, Sergeant, tell me how it feels to serve your country as a member of the United States Marines.
I absolutely love it, and I'm so proud to call myself a Marine and be a part of this organization, and I would not change it for the world.
Sergeant Philip Noble of the United States Marine Corps, all of us send a big thank you to you for serving so well for your country and all of us. We ask God's blessings for you as you continue to serve in the Corps and honor you, Sergeant Noble, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.